Welcome into another week of Who's Gonna Win here on KJAN. We will be taking a look here at our week number 6 picks coming up. We'll dive in first to how we did in week number 5. We want to thank the folks at Rush CPA & Associates and Fairway for bringing you Who's Gonna Win throughout this 2021 campaign. Here's how it went last week in week number 5. It was a 6-2 week for both Matt and myself. Jim went 5-3, and Doug bringing up the rear with a 3-5 week for him there last week. And here's how it played out. It was the Cam Cougars picking up a win, 58-42 over the Audubon Wheelers. That was a winner for all of us except for Doug. He took the Wheelers, and they came up short there in that top five battle. Also, it was Xara EHK edging out a 37-30 win on homecoming over Bedford, and that was a winner for Matt and myself. Jim and Doug both had Bedford there. It was East Union, 57-12 over Grizzled, a winner for all of us except for Doug. He had the Tigers. And HSTW pulls off a 47-12 win over Riverside. We all got that one wrong. We all had the Bulldogs there. Also, IKM Manning, a 16-6 win over Tri-Center, and we were all wrong on that one as well. We all had Tri-Center. ACGC 52-6 over Nottoway Valley, and we all had the Chargers in that one. We also all had Greene County, and they pulled off a shutout win over Clarinda 41-0. And then it was ADM 40-16 over Atlantic in that shortened contest there last Friday, and we all had the Tigers there as well. So that's how it played out for week number 5. We will come back and take a look at our week number 6 picks right after this.
You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, Certified Public Accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA & Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return, and we'll scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA, now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Hey, Tony, what great specials are going on at the Atlantic Fairway this week?
Well, Becky, this week we have Fairway 1-pound butter, just $2.48 each. And new at Fairway in our produce department, we have Revel Green Salads, only 2 for $4. Or 16-ounce AE Sour Cream, just $1.98 each. Our meat department has top of Iowa sirloin steak, just $6.88 a pound. Just in time for a cool night, pick up some beef stew meat for just $5.99 a pound. Made fresh right here at Fairway's own pork sausage, only $2.99 a pound. See our ad for all the details and more great savings. And as always, thank you for choosing your Atlantic Fairway.
Welcome back here to Who's Gonna Win. Let's dive into the week number 6 picks here. And once again, we are going to be without Douglas here today. He did leave me a few notes, so I'll try to pass along his fine knowledge, but man,
just a long time on that injured reserve list.
I know, he's on that IR. Really,
it's the longest tire change I've ever heard of.
So, unfortunately, we won't have him here with us today, but we'll give you his selections as we move on through.
Technically, he should have a lot of time to do his research here. He's home.
He should, exactly.
That injury. So.
No excuses, exactly. All right, so we'll dive into a couple of 8-man games here as we get started. And the first one is the Cam Cougars coming back home after that big win to take on another area rival in Xira EHK. 5-0 for the Cougars, 3-2 for the Spartans. And, well, we're going to make Doug the pseudo first picker since he's not here. So he is going to pick Cam here in this first contest. So he's going with the Cougars. Matt, who do you like?
Okay. I'm going to go with the Cam Cougars as well. I don't see them having a letdown this week. They're going to turn around, return home, homecoming week over there in Anita for the Cougars this week. But yeah, they kind of had a very strong showing, which was a good ball game there last week between them and Audubon. I'm sure they'll see each other later in the season here in the postseason. But I'm going to look for Cam to take the victory. Xira EHK is having a very respectable season so far at 3-2, but probably just not enough weapons up against the Cougars.
All right, another one there for Cam. I'm going to go with the Cougars as well. They're playing good football right now. You know, they kind of went out there and just did, you know, played their game against Audubon and did it well and didn't really get to slow down a whole lot. The offense was able to churn out some pretty good numbers there against a good Audubon opponent. Audubon did score a couple there late to get back in a little closer, but Cam had pulled away there for a portion of the game, and I like the way they're playing right now. And again, yeah, I think they have too many weapons here to match up for Sparty to keep up with, so I'll go with the Cougars. Jim?
Yeah, exactly the same thing you guys all talked about. Lane Speaker right now, he leads 8-man in rush yards, all-purpose yards, rushing touchdowns. I could give you a whole bunch more things where he's right up there near the top in different categories as well. And it's not just him. They have more weapons than that. I just don't think, as Matt said, I just think they're pretty explosive, and I don't think Xyra EHK, although solid, I don't think they have the same number of weapons that Cam has right now. And it's their homecoming, and it's pretty tough to beat them on their home field.
Yep, so we'll go Cougars across the board there. Another 8-man contest, and the team that came up short to the Audubon Wheelers last week at 4-1 will now go on the road. They'll take on a 3-2 Coon Rapids Bayard squad here for their next contest. Matt, who's going to win?
Oh, I get to go second here, huh? Right out of the gate again. I'm going to go with the Audubon Wheelers as well. This will be a good bounce-back game for them. Coon Rapids Bayard, they like to, run the ball. In the past, they've kind of been a throwing team, but in one of their victories here last week, kind of had to actually throw the ball. But I'm going to go with the Wheelers. I think they still, like I said, that was a good game last week against them, so they still got the weapons to get it done.
All right. One there for the Wheelers, and I'm going to say the Wheelers are going to bounce back here as well. Coon Rapids Bayard, I think coming into the season, had the inclination that maybe they were going to be a team that would be tough in that district and be a, kind of one of those spoiler type of teams. And they do have a decent quarterback in Tanner Oswald that's played pretty well here so far. But I like the weapons Audubon has. They're going to be hungry to get back out there and get a win. So I'll take the Wheelers as well. Jim?
Yeah, Coon Rapids Bayard's been throwing the ball a little bit more. Audubon's been running the ball a little bit more. And honestly, to me, it's just being able to control things defensively through the run, just, kind of that's the kind of football I like. And it kind of shows up in the scoring margins between these two teams, too. While Coon Rapids Bayard has won more than they've lost this year, their scoring margin's only +4. And Audubon's +25, even with the loss last week. So I like the Wheelers on the road. Although, this could be a dangerous game for them, too. If things go well, the only thing I don't like about all the tossing around more than the running the ball is the more opportunity to turn the ball over. Every time I see that ball in the air, I just get scared that it's going to get turned over. So if they can be successful, they could make this a tough night for Audubon. But I like the Wheelers to win.
All right. And Doug's going to go with the Wheelers as well. So we'll have Wheelers across the board in that one. That's our first two picks here for week number 6. We'll take a break, come back with a couple Class A games here on Who's Going to Win.
You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, Certified Public Accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA & Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return, and we'll scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA, now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770. To prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Hey, Tony, what great specials are going on at the Atlantic Fairway this week?
Well, Becky, this week we have Fairway 1-pound butter, just $2.48 each. And new at Fairway in our produce department, we have Revel Green Salads, only 2 for $4. Or 16-ounce AE Sour Cream, just $1.98 each. Our meat department has top of Iowa sirloin steak, just $6.88 a pound. Just in time for a cool night, pick up some beef stew meat for just $5.99 a pound. Made fresh right here at Fairway's own pork sausage, only $2.99 a pound. See our ad for all the details and more great savings. And as always, thank you for choosing your Atlantic Fairway.
Welcome back to Who's Gonna Win. We'll dive into a couple of Class A matchups here, and we'll start off with Logan Magnolia, 4-1 on the year, going on the road to take on IKM Manning, who comes in now at 3-2. And I'll take a first crack here at this one. Big win last week there for the Wolves over Tri-Center. That was a nice victory. Amos Rasmussen made some big plays in that game for them. They've got a pretty good duo there in the backfield between Rasmussen and Cooper Earlmeyer. They're a team, it just seems like if they can get going and get in rhythm, they're pretty good and pretty tough to stop. But when I saw them in week one against AHSTW, they were just kind of inconsistent on keeping that offense going throughout the entire game. You can tell that their team, if they put it all together, can be good. This is a good Logan Magnolia team that they're going to face as well. And I'm sure Logan Magnolia is still, wanting to go out there and prove some things as well. They've had a good ground game. Gavin McGuire, really tough back to stop. I think this is going to be a good, hard-fought football game. But I'm going to give the edge here to the road team, even though IKM Manning has a little momentum now. I think Logan Magnolia might have a little bit more here on the ground, so I'll go with the Panthers. Jim.
All right, very good. Thank you, Chris. I got Logan Magnolia in this one. I just think that this is the kind of high school football I like. I'm not a fan of throwing the ball in high school because I don't think too many high school quarterbacks are very good at it, quite frankly. And it's not just the quarterbacks. The receivers aren't necessarily crisp on route running. A line can't hold guys off long enough to find. I mean, it all balls up. I mean, and you could say that about darn near every team you see out there. But I just think you can control so much more when you have a power run game. And I apologize, Matt. I know you're a big Logan Magnolia fan and all from way back. But I just...
That's a negative.
Also, when I looked at IKM Manning's numbers and stuff for the year, while last week was impressive, I did not expect that. I don't think any of us did. They just don't generate enough offense, I don't believe, to be able to hang with a team like Logan Magnolia. So I like the Panthers on the road.
All right, and Doug is going to go there as well. He likes Logan Magnolia also in this one. Matt?
Yeah, Jim, you kind of caught me off guard there. I'm wondering where you're going with that. Apologize, but no, there's no love
Matt
lost
Street
there.
Matt Street fan club.
Let it go. It was high school. Let it go.
That's right. 30 years ago, man. Go deep. I'm going to go with the Loma Panthers as well. I think, like we just said, they control the ball on the ground. They just do a lot of this little things correctly. In there, they've got 1,500 yards of rushing as a team compared to IKM's 900 in there. So, I'm just going to go with Logan.
All right, I'm going to go Logan Magnolia across the board there as well. We'll go to another Class A matchup, and it's a couple of 2-3 teams now here. Lawton Bronson going on the road to take on Tri-Center. Jim, who's going to win?
I don't know. If I knew, I would have a better record for the year. But I'm going to give it my best anyway. I obviously don't know much about Lawton Bronson outside of what I've been able to glean by looking at some numbers and things, and that doesn't always really tell the story. But just looking at what they've done so far this year, it's like they're giving up on average about a touchdown more than they're able to score week after week. And it's hard to gauge at this point in the season yet really what the difference in the level of competition the two teams have played. They're not necessarily, in each other's backyards. So I don't know. I don't like picking this game, quite frankly. I'd rather pick last than first on this one. But I was shocked last week at the IKM Manning loss by Tri-Center. But I'm kind of hoping at home they'll get things straight and bounce back. So I'm going to go with the Trojans here this Friday night.
All right. It's one there for Tri-Center. Doug's going to go the other way. He's going with the Lawton Bronson Eagles. And he said that... the Eagles have had a tough three-game losing streak against three good teams, but he says they can get back to winning ways against Tri-Center. So Doug's going with Lawton Bronson. Matt.
Interesting. I think this is probably one of our toughest games on the schedule here to go after. And kind of like Jim says, not quite sure our familiarity with Lawton Bronson and who they have played kind of outside of our area where we really follow.
Yes. Yeah.
So I'm going to go with the local team on this one. I'm going to go with Tri-Center, a home game. I think it was last year in the playoffs. Lawton Bronson got them in the playoffs there, 14-8. So I'm going to look for Tri-Center to return the favor. I think they have some more experienced guys in there. Lawton Bronson starting a sophomore at quarterback, not doing a bad job in there, but these numbers, both teams' numbers really stack up against each other, measure up well. But I'm going to go with Tri-Center. I think they played a little tougher schedule, plus it's at home.
All right, another one there for the Trojans. I did notice a pretty good yard per carry average going for the back there for Lawton Bronson and Matt Peters. He's at about 7.4 yards per carry. And it looks like maybe they've had some shakeup back and forth of the quarterback spot because he was playing more last week at that QB spot. So I think they've kind of been jostling that around. I don't know if that's – I'm assuming it's because of injury or some reason along those lines. But that makes it tougher. And Tri-Center, a team that's going to be anxious to get back out there, I'm sure. They're disappointed probably with that game last week against IKM Manning. They've got some good – guys that they can lead on. Brecken Freeberg's had a really good season. there for them on the ground. He's just been a pretty consistent player and pretty good on defense, too. So I think Tri-Center is going to have the edge here at home as well. So I'm also going to go with Tri-Center. We'll leave Doug out there on a limb with Lawton Bronson. Going to go to a Class 1A matchup, and it's the Underwood Eagles taking their undefeated record 5-0 on the road to Trainer, who's a 4-1 squad. Douglas says that Underwood is going to win. He said the Eagles' D is going to shut down the Cardinals' O. So that's what he's going with, the U. Matt?
Going with the U. I'm going to go with the U also. I think this, however, though, will be a very tough ball game on the road. These two teams very close in proximity, Western Iowa Conference rivals, so a lot of familiarity with the athletes in there. But I just like the way Underwood's defense plays. And, you know, Ravlin at quarterback there, he had some great success last year as a sophomore. Now he's a junior, just keeps getting better and better, runs things in there so well. So I'm just going to go with the Eagles.
All right, another one there for Underwood. Yeah, Ravlin's just been phenomenal, over 1,000 yards, 12 touchdowns already this year. Trainers, you know, played well. They played tough at times. Caden Dirks has done a good job running the ball for them at the quarterback spot, so that's something that Underwood will be tested with a little bit here this week, but I think there's just too many weapons. You know, a lot of guys that Underwood can turn and lean on week in and week out, and that's what makes them so good. So I'm going to go with the Eagles as well. Jim?
Yeah, Underwood. Wait, before I get to this game here. So in addition to his picks, he's also giving commentary remotely?
Right. Interesting. Okay. Who said he should have expected that because he's got time. He's laid up.
But if you can't be here to take the grief that we're going to give you for some of your commentary and some of your logic, I just don't think that's right.
Yeah.
We're going to have to really sock it to him next week. Okay.
We can do it now. He can't bite back.
Well, that's true. That is true. Back to the game. Trainers, solid ball club. I tell you what, they play well at home. It's a tough place to go in and win, and they are a solid ball club. So this one kind of frightens me a little bit because I could see some wacky things happening. But Underwood has been absolutely explosive on offense. I mean, averaging nearly 60 points a game through the, basically half of your season now. That's pretty impressive. And I just think they've got enough to take care of business, even though I realize that's a tough place to go. And there will be some emotional stuff going there, too, just because they are such, you know, hot rivals. They've had some really good games over the years in all sports between these two schools. But I just think Underwood's just a little too tough right now, and I think they'll be able to do that on the road.
All right, we've got the Underwood sweep there. Going to a Class 2A matchup, the old Page County Super Bowl, Clarinda, 1-4 on the road against Shenandoah, also at 1-4. Records might not suggest it's so super, but
Super Bowl.
Somebody's got to win. So, Matt, who's it going to be?
well, I'm going to go with Clarinda. I'm not sure, you know, Shenandoah, they had their quarterback. He didn't play last week because he was thrown out of the game the week before. And sometimes that can just create, you know, some things in a negative light, you know, going out there and how they kind of ended that Red Oak game last week. You know, again, just wasn't much of a showing last week. Clarinda, I was a little surprised they weren't able to get their ground game going last week against Greene County. But I still think they have enough size up front, enough talent in there to come out with the win. They haven't had to throw the ball as much. They've relied more on the run than they have with their quarterback, Schmidt, Schmidt in there. Plus, Clarinda, you know, they've kind of played a little tougher schedule. Some of their losses are against some top teams, Underwood, Trainer, who we've already talked about in there. Clarinda was another loss in there, Creston, and then also Greene County in there. So they've played some pretty decent teams up to this point. So I'm going to go with Clarinda.
All right, it's one there for the road team, the Cardinals. I'm also going to lean that way as well. You look at they do have the one common opponent there in Clark, and Clarinda was able to get the win against them, and Shenandoah not so much. They lost that game, but you know, different games always kind of are hard to compare sometimes, just depending on what the situations were. But I think I'm with Matt here. That's one thing that stood out to me when I was looking at the schedules is Clarinda's played a pretty tough schedule here so far. I was disappointed they didn't put up a fight last week against Greene County. I thought that would be a decent game, but I still think they have the better complement of athletes to be able to get it done. So I'm going to go with Clarinda. Jim?
All right. Well, Matt can back me up on this because he's sitting right across the table from me. What did I write here? It says neither setting the world on fire.
No, you'd be correct.
That's what I wrote. That's the only thing I wrote about this game on the back side of this. But for everything that you guys just said, I think Clarinda has played better competition so far this year and has really kind of fared a little bit better at this point in the season. So I like Clarinda in this one.
All right, and Doug's actually going to go out on a limb. He's taking Shenandoah, the home team here. Wow. He said that they have a slight edge to the home team if they can cut down on their interceptions that they've given up. So that's what he thinks the difference.
That's the only thing, right?
And that's the only thing, apparently. All right.
Beautiful insight.
All right, well.
Thank you, Doug.
We'll find out how that works out for him. He's going to stay out there on that limb. We've got two more games left.
He's only walking on it.
Doug the victory hunter.
Oh, man. That's rough.
Is that how the injury occurred?
I fell off a limb.
We've got a couple of 3A games to pick here to wrap it up in just a moment here on Who's Going to Win.
You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, Certified Public Accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA & Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return, and we'll scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA, now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Hey, Tony, what great specials are going on at the Atlantic Fairway this week?
Well, Becky, this week we have Fairway 1 pound butter, just $2.48 each. And new at Fairway in our produce department, we have Revel Green Salads, only 2 for $4. Or 16-ounce AE Sour Cream, just $1.98 each. Our meat department has top of Iowa sirloin steak, just $6.88 a pound. Just in time for a cool night, pick up some beef stew meat for just $5.99 a pound. Made fresh right here at Fairway's own pork sausage, only $2.99 a pound. See our ad for all the details and more great savings. And as always, thank you for choosing your Atlantic Fairway.
Welcome back to Who's Gonna Win. Let's go into Class 3A. We've got the ADM Tigers going on the road to take on the Creston Panthers. Both these teams at 4-1 on the season, and I guess I get first crack here at this one. Two teams that have both lost to a tough winter set squad. Creston's score, I guess if you want to look at it, was slightly closer, but ADM was able to put up more points against that winter set team. Of course, we got to see the Tigers a bit there last week. Their quarterback, Matt Dufault, is kind of a shifty guy. He's a tough guy to bring down. He kind of has pretty good awareness of what's around him, and when he takes off and runs, he's tough to tackle with just one person hitting him. So I think he's a pretty tough guy to slow down. I've been impressed with the way that Creston has played here early in the year. They've won some games that maybe I thought would be, you know, a little bit closer. But I think the offense is a little bit more there for ADM. So I'm going to go with the ADM Tigers here on the road in this one. Jim.
All right. Well, just kind of looking, ADM on their average offensive output is 37 points per game compared to 31 for Creston. So it's a little six better. But Creston's margin of victory is actually 7 points better than ADM's. ADM doesn't have much, they don't have much defense. They give up a lot of points. And I don't like the back and forth kind of stuff. I think I've kind of established over time, including this week, that I kind of like defense. And I do kind of like teams that can control things a little better. It frightens me to death that I might be out here with Doug on this one. But I'm going to take Creston at home.
All right.
That never works out well for me.
Creston. And you're right. Doug is going with you. He said, surprise team of the district to me. And he said, based on that comparative winner set score, that's what he's kind of thinking. So he's going Creston.
Man. I'm going to go with ADM. After seeing ADM play last week, I think they did kind of a nice job getting on the edge against Atlantic, and they were able to keep Dufault, because Dufault's had some games where he's carried the ball, 20, 30 times plus in some games. And so, I think Atlantic was really keying on him and making sure they got him stopped, and didn't do a bad job of doing that, but didn't get hurt in some other areas out there. But, I think ADM, they're very fast to the ball on their defense. They fly to the ball. Very sound, I think. I know, Jim, you just mentioned their defense, but I'm just going to have to go with ADM. I don't think Creston has played the schedule up to this point with their four wins. Don't overly impress me as much as ADM's would, so I'm going to go with the Tigers on the road.
All right, so we're going to split that one up. We'll go to another Class 3A contest, and we'll have this one for you in a video-only version here tonight on KJN TV, as Atlantic is home to take on the top-ranked team in Class 3A in the Harlan Cyclones. Jim, who's going to win?
Harlan. And this not a knock on Atlantic, because I would say this about almost everybody Harlan would play this year. They're just not at that level. I mean, Harlan is at a level. I've seen some of the rankings and stuff here in the state of Iowa where they mishmash all the 11-player teams together, and I've seen Harlan rank consistently in the top five all year, and that includes all the big schools. Mm-hmm. People are really impressed with the way they've been playing. Just not this time. Just not this time. I think too many things would have to go Atlantic's way to turn the score over. I would like to see them play a very competitive football game and get something positive going here on with this ball game tonight. But I just think Harlan's just got too many weapons.
All right, one for the Cyclones. That's where Doug's going as well. He didn't have much commentary insight on this one, but he's going Cyclones. So, Matt, what do you think?
I'm going to go with the Cyclones as well this week. You know, really outside of their first game against Lewis Central, they have not been tested since then, and they've played, you know, some fairly decent teams. Sergeant Bluff in there, Glenwood, going clear across the state over to Grinnell, who's not quite as strong as they have been, lost their quarterback from a year ago. But, you know, Harlan so far, I think, has kind of answered one of their question marks coming in. They had so many returnees, but the one place that they kind of had that question mark was who was going to run the ball. And they've kind of figured that out with putting Hall back in there and kind of getting him out in space. You know, so they've kind of got that going. Very sound defense on the other side. But, yeah, just a lot of weapons, and that's probably the one thing that is really helping them out right now. And, you know, I don't really see a team in 3A up until the last couple of rounds that's going to be able to match them, especially on this side of the state. So the Cyclones.
All right, another one there for the Cyclones. It's been impressive. Just the way that they've been able to put pieces in the right spot and put them together. You know, you knew that they had a ton of talent coming back from last year. Just how are you going to mesh all that together and get guys in the right spot? And like you mentioned, shifting a really good receiver into the backfield to be a good running back is one way to do that. They've done that there with Aiden Hall. Of course, Will McLaughlin's been injured some. He hasn't played much yet here, and he's a starting defensive player that's going to play Division I football. And then you've got a guy like Garrett Osmond, who stepped up and has 16.5 tackles for loss there on the defensive side for the Cyclones. So they just seem to find guys that fit the piece as well, and they're just a good all-around solid club. So I'm going to go with the Cyclones here as well. That's going to wrap it up here for our picks for week number 6. We want to thank Rush CPA and Associates and Fairway for bringing you Who's Going to Win throughout the season. Again, stay tuned online tonight to KJN TV. We'll have that video broadcast of Atlantic and Harlan coming up for you. Mike Smith will join me for that broadcast. That's going to do it for another week of Who's Going to Win here on KJN.
You work hard for your money. This is Ben Rush, Certified Public Accountant. Let the expert tax professionals at Rush CPA & Associates help you keep your money in your pocket. The staff at Rush CPA want to help you with your tax return, and we'll scour through it, making sure we get you the most money possible back and pay the least amount in. Trust Rush CPA, now located in downtown Atlantic in the Whitney Manor. Call us at 712-243-7770 to prepare your taxes this season and all year long.
Hey, Tony, what great specials are going on at the Atlantic Fairway this week?
Well, Becky, this week we have Fairway 1-pound butter, just $2.48 each. New at Fairway in our produce department, we have Revel Green Salads, only 2 for $4. Or 16-ounce AE Sour Cream, just $1.98 each. Our meat department has Top of Iowa Sirloin Steak, just $6.88 a pound. Just in time for a cool night, pick up some beef stew meat for just $5.99 a pound. Made fresh right here at Fairway's own pork sausage, only $2.99 a pound. See our ad for all the details and more great savings. And as always, thank you for choosing your Atlantic Fairway.